It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's N line between Denver and the northern suburbs opens next week. North Glen Mayor Meredith Lighty says that's a cause for celebration.
Our community is so excited for the N line to finally open. We've been anxiously awaiting this week. We're excited for all the free rides that our residents can take starting Monday.
RTD has opened 6 rail lines since 2013. The N line will be the last for quite some time. In Colorado Springs, Mayor John Southers looked to the city's future in his State of the City address Thursday. The present pandemic was on his mind, too. He spoke to a small crowd of people wearing masks. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The mayor focused on the growth, resiliency, and future of Colorado Springs. The effects of the coronavirus pandemic also played a major role in his speech. Southers described the financial losses from the pandemic as significant, with the potential to affect essential services. But he said officials have taken measures to lessen those impacts.
We cut $22 million from our 2020 budget. We imposed a hiring freeze that has resulted in the city having over 200 less employees than a year ago. We deferred large capital projects.
Other highlights from the speech include the City for Champions projects, investments in the southeast quadrant of the city, and efforts to become the permanent home of the U.S. Space Force. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Colorado National Guard will continue to help fight fires in Colorado. The governor has extended the order that deployed the Guard to assist with air support and evacuations. The order was first issued in mid-August as the state took on 4 major wildfires. A statewide ban on open fires is set to expire this week. Colorado weather mostly sunny through the weekend, highs in the 80s in Colorado Springs and around Denver, Grand Junction, and Pueblo. This is CPR News.